Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, November 22. Coming up, National Identification Registration Act passed in the House of Representatives. JDF soldiers expected to return from the Eastern Caribbean shortly, and National Baking Company lauded for its Balance Your Life campaign. The news in detail after the break.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Now the news. The National Identification Registration Act has cleared both houses of parliament, paving the way for the introduction of the National Identification System, NIDS. The bill and its amendments were passed during Tuesday sitting of the House of Representatives. It was passed in the Senate last week with 168 amendments. In piloting the bill in the lower house, Prime Minister Andrew Holness sought to reassure members of the public that the government will continue to welcome feedback on the legislation.
We will pay very close attention to the comments that have been made about the bill. And I'm always open for any group, citizens, anyone to come and say, here is a concern. We maintain a posture that once there is a rational argument and it can be accommodated, we will accommodate.
The National Identification Registration Act seeks to facilitate the establishment and regulation of a system for the registration, verification and authentication of the identity of citizens and other persons residing in Jamaica. It also establishes the National Identification and Registration Authority, which will have responsibility for implementing the system. To be rolled out in 2018, NIDS will provide a comprehensive and secure structure to capture and store the personal identity information of citizens. Members of the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, are expected to return home in short order from hurricane-affected islands in the Eastern Caribbean. Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, Major Clive Davis, in commending the work of the Jamaican contingent, says the country will continue to offer support on the long road to recovery.
They've gone in there. They've done a tremendous piece of work. We've had members of the National Works Agency also gone in. The Fire Brigade, in fact, we had a team from the Jamaica Fire Brigade go in to do some work. And over the next couple of weeks, you might hear more about it because we may be actually sending some of them in there for some time to work.
In the meantime, the Jamaica Energy Partners and West Kingston Power Partners have donated a sum of $804,000 to the ongoing hurricane relief efforts in Dominica. Speaking at the handover ceremony on Tuesday, Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, Major Clive Davis, said Jamaica has been doing its part to support countries in the Eastern Caribbean.
I am very pleased that here in Jamaica, we have organizations that can sit down, rally support, pull support together, and be able to extend a hand of friendship and a hand of help when it is required.
Meanwhile, Public Community Relations Specialist at Jamaica Energy Partners, Melissa Newman, says a portion of the funds was raised by staff members, with the companies matching their donation. And Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton has commended National Baking Company for taking steps to help reduce non-communicable diseases, NCDs, among Jamaicans. National, through its recently launched Balance Your Life campaign, provides consumers with information to assist them in making consumption choices that suit their lifestyles. This is based on the understanding that some food products contribute to health issues, such as NCDs. Dr. Tufton says the campaign complements the series of programs and initiatives being implemented by the ministry to encourage healthy living.
The Ministry of Health is ready to collaborate with all stakeholders in the interest of public health. A healthy society is a productive society and is a society that serves the interests of the greater good. Private sector interests, NGO interests, all our interests in a positive way.
Balance Your Life aims to support the government's focus on promoting healthier lifestyle choices. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.